Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. This video is a quick update as to what's going on right now in the crypto markets. If you're a regular viewer of the channel, you'll know that we don't cover crypto in any great detail, but I wanted to post this video because there's a lot of activity right now and it's potentially really important because I think what we're seeing is a turning point in the crypto markets. This could be the start of something quite big happening. So if you've been following financial news, you may be aware that the crypto markets have been falling significantly over the last few weeks. We've seen a number of milestones being broken, and Bitcoin fell below $30,000, which was seen as being a trigger point and potentially could lead to further losses. Today, we've seen Bitcoin fall below $24,000 for the first time since December 2020. And Ethereum, which is the second biggest currency, has fallen to around $1,200, which is the lowest it's been since January 2021. So the markets have come off significantly. But some really interesting news today is that Celsius, which is a platform that allows holders of crypto to deposit it and either earn interest or take loans against it, has announced that it's suspending all trading activities. And this is potentially a liquidity crisis for Celsius, and we could see that platform go down. In addition, Binance, which is the world's largest crypto exchange, has temporarily halted Bitcoin withdrawals after the token fell to the lowest figure in 18 months amid a broad sell-off following a sharp rise in US inflation. Also today, the Bank of England governor, Andrew Bailey, has warned crypto investors they could lose all their money, as he said unbacked crypto assets have no intrinsic value. If you want to invest in these assets, okay, but be prepared to lose all your money, Bailey told the Public Accounts Committee on Monday. And this follows on from the wipeout of a cryptocurrency called Luna recently. So what I want to do right now is just talk you through exactly what's going on, and then we'll talk about the wider implications of all of this for both the crypto markets and also the wider economy. This chart shows the current price of Bitcoin. You can see that it's now fallen below $24,000 for the first time since December 2020. The currency hit an all-time high of over $67,500 on the 8th of November 2021. And since that high point, we have seen a fall of around 65% in the currency. Despite a number of rallies in the price during 2022, prices are down 50% since the start of 2022. This is the chart for the price of Ethereum, which is the second largest cryptocurrency. As you can see, the price is now below $1,300 for the first time since January 2021. And the chart is virtually identical to the chart that we've just seen for Bitcoin, with a high of just below $5,000 seen at the start of November 2021. And the price has fallen by almost 75% since that high point. The price of Ethereum at the end of December was $3,700, and today's price represents a fall of over 66% in 2022 so far. Celsius offers crypto holders the opportunity to earn interest on their holdings. Participants deposit crypto assets on the platform and earn rewards on a number of cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin, Ethereum, or USDC. Celsius manages deposits fund in a lending stake pool, subsequently lent to external exchanges, and the interest received is then distributed amongst the users. In terms of who borrows from Celsius, there are three different categories. Individuals who deposit crypto with Celsius and then use those funds as collateral to receive a loan in US dollars. Traders who borrow capital from Celsius to trade in cryptocurrencies. And exchanges who borrow from Celsius lending pools should they need added liquidity to settle trades. In a blog on Monday the 30th of June, Celsius announced that it had frozen withdrawals as well as transfers between accounts to stabilize liquidity and operations while we take steps to preserve and protect assets. We are taking this action today to put Celsius in a better position to honor over time its withdrawal obligations. As of May 17th, Celsius had $11.8 billion in assets and a total of $8.2 billion worth of loans. The asset level was a significant fall from $25 billion that the company had in October last year. However, over that time, the US dollar equivalent value of all cryptocurrencies has fallen significantly. Announcement of this freeze comes after the chief executive of Celsius posted a tweet And in this tweet, he dismissed the concerns on Twitter as FUD, which is fear, uncertainty and doubt, a term crypto traders often use to belittle criticism. This isn't the first time that Celsius has been in the news. Last November, the group's chief financial officer was arrested in Israel in connection to a case of suspected crypto fraud at his previous employer, where he also served as CFO. In April 2022, Celsius restricted investments in its high-interest earn product to institutional investors only in the USA following discussions with the securities regulators and updated its risk disclosures to note that its high-yield product faced regulatory risk. The suspension of the Celsius trading platform comes shortly after we've seen the complete wipeout of a cryptocurrency called Luna, which at its height had a market capitalization of over $40 billion. This was one of the most popular cryptos out there. So I thought it was worth touching on what happened to Luna and why it became worthless in such a short space of time. Luna and Terra USD are two native tokens of the Terra network, a blockchain-based project developed by Terra Labs in South Korea. Terra USD was designed to be a stable coin, which is a specific type of cryptocurrency whose price is pegged, usually to a currency such as the US dollar. However, rather than pegging the price to the US dollar, Terra Labs set up an algorithmic stabilization method. This involved using a smart contract-based algorithm to keep the price of Terra USD anchored to $1 by burning or permanently destroying Luna tokens in order to mint or create new stablecoin tokens. This whole system was based on the concept of arbitrage, which refers to the process of making small profits by finding discrepancies between asset prices on different exchanges. In the Terra ecosystem, users could swap Luna tokens for the stablecoin and vice versa at a guaranteed price of $1, regardless of the market price of either token at the time. This meant that if demand for the stablecoin rose, and therefore its price rose to above $1, Luna holders could bank a risk-free profit by swapping $1 of Luna to create one stablecoin, which at that point would be worth more than $1. During the swapping process, a percentage of Luna is burned or permanently removed from circulation. Burning a percentage of Luna tokens reduces the number of overall tokens left in circulation and therefore makes them more scarce and therefore should make them more valuable. On the other side of this transaction, by minting more of the stablecoin tokens, it has the effect of diluting the existing tokens and bringing the overall price back down to its $1 level. At the start of May, a large amount of Terra stablecoin was dumped in the market and the price started to fall below $1. This led to a mass sell-off of the currency in the markets, and as a result of the fall in price of the stablecoin, more LunaCoin was minted and dramatically increased its supply. This had the knock-on effect of crashing the price of Luna, because as you know, in simple economic terms, if you have a huge increase in supply and no requisite increase in demand, then price will fall. In terms of getting an understanding of the amount of increase in the supply, it has been reported that prior to this crash, there was around 345 million Luna in circulation. On the 12th of May, it increased to 3.47 billion. So that's more than a 10 times increase. And on the 13th of May, the following day, the circulation was up to 6.5 trillion. So we're talking about exponential growth in the amount of supply. And this led to the currency being completely wiped out and becoming worthless overnight. Now, one thing that I thought was worth mentioning at this point is that back in January, Goldman Sachs released a report stating that they believed that cryptocurrency was a potential store of value. And a store of value is something that retains value even when we have times of high inflation. And the traditional store of value that's always referred to is gold. So people believe that gold has inherent value. It's a precious metal. It's a rare commodity. There's only a certain amount of it in existence. And therefore, at times when we see high inflation, a lot of investors traditionally have put their money into gold. They buy up gold reserves because they believe that if inflation goes to 10 or 20 or 30%, then gold will increase proportionately. And then at the other end of that cycle, when inflation comes back down, they could sell that gold and the value of their money has been maintained. So they've stored their value in that gold during that period. And back in January, Goldman Sachs came out and stated that they believed that cryptocurrencies could become a store of value similar to gold. So they were saying that there was an argument that cryptocurrency would be immune from inflation and therefore was a good place to maintain your net worth. Well, if you look at what's happened since January in the crypto markets, it's been anything but a store of value. It's actually been a massive deterioration in value. If you'd have put a lot of money into cryptocurrencies back in January, you'd be nursing a loss of around 50% now, which is significantly more than inflation in the vast majority of countries around the world. So I think this goes to show that cryptocurrencies are still a moving feast. Nobody really knows where the market's going to come out on a long-term basis. There's a lot of speculation and there's a lot of people hoping that there'll be a big turnaround. And there was a belief at the start of this year that the crypto markets could potentially benefit from all of the turmoil in the other markets. But we haven't seen that yet. What we have seen is a huge fall in the crypto markets during 2022. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, I wanted to post this video because I think what we're seeing now is some really interesting news coming out of the crypto market. This is breaking news, so I wanted to get it to you as soon as I could to make sure that you're fully aware of what's going on. But crypto, I think, is a really interesting topic because in theory, it should be the future of the way that we use money. Digitalization of assets is a really interesting topic. And I think moving away from the old-fashioned banking system is something that a lot of people want to do, particularly the younger generation. But we're not there yet. And I think crypto has got a long way to go before everybody is comfortable that it is an asset class that we can rely upon for the long term. We saw a massive growth in the value of crypto during 2021. If you'd have invested 2 years ago in crypto, you'd be sitting on some quite significant profit now. However, if you've invested in crypto at any point during the last 6 months, then generally speaking, you'll be sitting on some serious losses right now. And when you look at any market, as soon as there is a major downturn, it throws a huge question mark for most people as to whether or not they want to get into that market and whether or not they trust what's going on. And right now, there's a lot of question marks over whether or not crypto will be able to survive this current battering that it's getting in the markets. And it's really interesting that this is happening during the Ukraine crisis, because at the start of the war, Russia was cut off from a lot of the financial world. The sanctions that were imposed against it meant that it couldn't access the SWIFT system. It couldn't make payments to all sorts of different countries. And so at that point, there was a possibility that Russia could have turned towards the crypto markets and started to use the digital world to avoid all of the traditional banking systems. But it hasn't done that. And actually, since the start of the war, we've seen a major downturn in the crypto markets. So unusually, at a time when we could have seen a sea change, this could have been a revolution for the crypto markets. It could have been the trigger point for everybody in Russia and China and India to start using those markets rather than trying to put traditional banking links into place. But they haven't done that. And actually, with the markets coming off significantly, there's a big question mark as to whether or not it will ever happen now. The other concern that everybody has at times of economic volatility is whether or not financial institutions are going to survive it. And back in 2008, when we had the global financial crisis, we saw some banks go out of existence. So Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns in the USA were two really big names that went bust. And we also saw a lot of institutions being nationalized all around the world because the banks had run out of capital and essentially they couldn't pay back everybody their money. And we've got a situation like that starting in crypto right now. So Celsius was a big launch and has raised a lot of money in the financial markets to support its growth. And the whole concept was based upon people giving their crypto over, earning interest on it, and Celsius being able to use that crypto to lend to other people to do really interesting things with it. Now, the fact that they've just announced that they've suspended all withdrawals basically means that they've been getting hit with a lot of requests for people to take their money out. People are looking to cash in, to get out of crypto. And when you get a run on any sort of institution like that, that means that firstly, people are trying to get out of the cryptocurrency. And secondly, they're trying to get their cryptocurrency out of your particular business. And the combination of those two elements has led Celsius to have to suspend its operations. Now, that means that it doesn't have enough money to be able to give it all back to all of those depositors. And the reason that it doesn't have that money is because it's lent it on to other institutions. but because the value of the crypto markets have gone down, there are major problems. If you've borrowed a large amount of US dollars based against the equivalent value of your cryptocurrency, and the cryptocurrency is now dropped, that means that you're going to have to find more dollars to be able to pay it back, because your original holding isn't worth as much as it was initially. So Celsius have some real problems right now, and there's a big question mark as to whether or not they'll survive this crisis. But news that Celsius has now suspended its activities will cause panic through the rest of the market. So anybody who's got money deposited with any of these platforms will now be getting concerned as to whether or not they'll be able to get it back. So we could see a digital run on all of these platforms. So it'll be similar to what we've seen in other financial crises, when you have people queuing around the block at banks trying to withdraw their money. That'll be happening on a digital basis. So online, we've got a queue of people now who are trying to get their money back from a variety of different institutions. And it'll be fascinating to see if any more of these institutions have to announce that they're suspending their operations. And if that does happen, we could see panic spreading throughout the whole crypto markets. And that won't help the price of any of these coins. So there's a lot happening right now in crypto, and it's going to be really interesting to see what happens over the next 3 to 6 months. This is going to really test everybody's faith and confidence in Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all of the other cryptocurrencies. And in terms of the questions of what is the impact of all of this on the global economy and why should you care about crypto? Well, crypto was reported by Bloomberg in November 21 to have a total market capitalization of over $3 trillion. Now, that will have reduced significantly since that point. So I don't have an updated figure, but if we look at the price of Bitcoin and Ethereum having come down by around 50% since the start of 2022, it's likely that the total market cap of crypto has come down to somewhere in the region of 1.5 trillion. And that still represents a huge number. There is a massive amount of money invested into cryptocurrency right now. A lot of that money has been lost in the recent crash, and whether it comes back remains to be seen. But the implications of all of this on the financial world is the same as major losses that banks would encounter if something like Evergrande went bust and $300 billion was lost from the global economy. It's the same concept that somebody somewhere has to pick up the can. Somebody has to take that loss. So the losses that I'm talking about that have happened over the last 5 months have hit either individuals or institutions or companies or a variety of all of those. And that means that people have got less money. So there's the impact of losing money, but there's also the confidence factor, because Bitcoin and all of the other cryptocurrencies are all based on people having confidence and trust in the digital world. So potentially there's a contagion follow-on impact. So overall, this is a negative impact on the financial world. If everybody starts losing money because they've had a little go on crypto, or they've had a big go on crypto, depending on who they are, then that means that we will have more people in financial difficulty. So it's not good news for the global economy. In terms of what the impact on you, well, if you're a crypto investor, obviously you'll be following the market, so you'll know exactly what's going on. So if you were thinking about investing in crypto, thinking about having a dabble, and I know recently one of the big pension funds has given investors the opportunity to be able to put some of their pension into crypto, which is a really interesting development, then hopefully this video has been an eye-opener for you to give you a better understanding as to the sort of risks that you're getting involved with. And you need to really dig down and get into the detail of each individual coin, because the market is not generic. These coins are not all the same. They are entirely different. So you need to understand exactly what you're investing into. And as with any investment, timing is always key. You don't want to put all of your money in at one particular point in time unless you're very confident that you're coming in right at the bottom of the trough. And I think with crypto, it's really difficult to call where the bottom of the trough is, especially right now. So I'll keep you posted on any further news and developments as and when I hear it. If you've liked what I've said today, then please give me a thumbs up, and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.